Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch, and that will bring up the links you need to stream the show. Now, it's the second Sunday of the month. It's a Robin and Martha Sunday. That means Mount Shasta Mystic. Robin Alexis is here. And by the way, stay tuned for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio after Animal World today at noon. And we're doing a Robin and Martha Sunday. Before we get to that, I want to remind you that we still have the Designing Health Missing Link giveaway to do. And that really lets you know that it can't be any other time but in the break during this hour. So listen, and at the end of the Missing Link commercial, I'll give you the word of the day. And if somebody doesn't grab it right away, we're sending it to Rumi in Mount Shasta. So your last warning. All right. And let's see. Phone numbers. You can reach us here throughout the show. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. Email has been surprisingly quiet today, but if you want to shoot us an email, AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com, AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. Now, if you want current events, go to MarthaNorwalk.com. You can shoot me an email to contact Martha. If you need me as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, you can call me You can send me an email, but the best way to get a hold of me is to follow up with a phone call and bug my voicemail. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so it never hurts to call. And if I'm not the best one to help you, chances are I know who is. And the phone number you reach me at is 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Remember that if you have behavior training or healing questions for me, you call on the first Sunday of the month. If you need a medium, animal, intuitive, and communicator, you call next week on the third Sunday of the month, because that's Kim Miller Medium, and animal intuitive is takes the mics with Kevin McDonald, so I can have the Sunday off. And then Robin, you'll hear Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis live every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. So that's when you call in if you'd like a little mini reading from Robin on the air. All right, I think that covers all the bases. Robin, you with me?
I am.
All right, so let's get back to our story. We left it, we were a month ago on Mother's Day. We updated everything. G-Man had been getting weaker and weaker and sleeping more and more. Sophie was stuck to him like glue. I went home expecting some kind of transition, you know, to go on. I went home from the show on Mother's Day, and when I entered the house, G-Man was out like a light bulb in a deep sleep on the bed, but alive. Everybody else seemed to be normal. It was a nice sunny day, and as what I usually do after when I get home is we all go out to the Taj Mahal cat run, and I actually take Little Red Dragon out there because he doesn't know how to use the cat door yet. So we all went out to the cat run, and G-Man did not join us. He usually joins us, but he did not join us. And I was sitting in the cat run playing with the kitties. It was quite interesting. In that Sophie came out. Sophie was out there with us. And the little red kitten, little red dragon, his behavior changed dramatically. We'd been doing, you know, outings in the run. All of a sudden, he seemed to know how to do everything, how to climb the posts and get up in the rim loss and do all the things that he hadn't known how to do before. And I swear I saw his body elongate in front of my eyes. And all I can tell you is that when G-Man in the blue body was a kitten, he was very long and lanky, and we called him Daddy Long Legs because he would lay with his arms stretched out in front of him, and he would hang over like the posts and wherever he curled up with his arms hanging out. Well, that's what Little Red Dragon was doing in the cat run, was stretching out with his arms stretched out, and he was hanging over with his arms out, and he looked like Daddy Long Legs. And I was thinking, wow, it seems a whole lot more like G than he did, you know, than Chico. And then here's where the weird stuff started happening. All of a sudden, I started to feel ill, and my heart started to do weird things. My heart rate slowed way down, and it started skipping beats. And I swear I thought I was going to expire right there on the spot. So I'm sitting there going, this is, you know, and at my age, I've been through menopause and that I know what palpitations are and all that kind of stuff. And both my parents had arrhythmias constantly and AFibs, and I can have episodes like that. But this was very different. And this would feel like all of a sudden, it was like I had to work at staying in my body. I felt like I was going to just leave my body right there. So I'm sitting there and trying to breathe. I'm doing all these trying to balance, and I'm wondering what the earth is going on with my heart. And then all of a sudden it was like, holy crapalolo. What if something's going on with G? What if he's going now and I'm picking it up? What if I'm missing it? Okay, so, you know, I left the cat run and came back in the house, went into the bedroom, and G is still in this deep, almost comatose type sleep on the bed. And I'm still, my heart is not stabilizing, and I'm feeling like I'm going to pass out and that I'm going to die. So I get on the bed and I lay down with G and put my hands on him, and I just lay there and breathe and pray. I don't know anything else to do. And after a while, it just all passed. All of a sudden, my heart was fine. I felt fine. Everything was okay. And G-Man woke up in his blue body. I thought, This is interesting. And then the rest of that day, the rest of that Sunday in the evening was kind of strange. Everyone was behaving, all the cats were behaving strange. The little red dragon was acting like G-Man and was doing the things that G-Man would do and sleeping where he would sleep, acting like he was, his body looked different to me. Sophie was not hanging with the blue G-Man anymore. She was back to kind of her normal behavior. And then Sunday night, it was very strange. That when I, Sunday evening, when I went to do my meditation and Kriya stuff, I have a kind of an altar set up in my front room, and I sit in front of the altar and do my prayers and my meditation and my Kriya and stuff. Well, G-Man and the Blue Body did something he never did, he's never done before or since. And he came in and he jumped up on the chair right next to me. And he sat up as straight as he could sit and put his feet on my leg. And he started marching and motoring and marching and motoring with this straight back, which is, you know, the way you do meditations with a straight spine. Okay. And I'm thinking, this is like bizarre. And the more I pray and the more I go into meditation, the more he's motoring and marching and he's right there just totally focused on this meditation. So I think that's really weird. So then the next, so we go to bed, we sleep that night, everything's fine. By the next morning, I wake up to Sophie Sweet Cheeks curled up with the red dragon body on the window seat, and she's hugging him and she's bathing him and she's loving on him. And I immediately am reminded that she said she wasn't going to do that until it was G. Well, so I call up Robin. What do you get? She says, this is really strange. And you correct me if I'm wrong here, Robin. She says, this is really strange, but Chico's gone. He's like gone. He's like gone back to, he's like gone. He's nowhere to be. He's gone. I said, okay. And then she says, and this is even stranger, but I feel the yogi in G-Man Blue Body. The yogi, could G-Man be the yogi sort of thing? And we, well, so anyway, the long and the short of it is, what we figured happened was that G-Man was apprehensive about going. And when it push came to shove, and he was going to leave that blue body for whatever reason, and I don't know if it was an unconscious level of my own, but I stepped into it. And I, because remember, he had told us he was going to, his heart was going to give out. I took that energy, and I'm the one that almost went, but I processed it, and G-Man stayed. But in the process, when Chico had a chance, because remember, Chico, the switch-out guy, had already told us he was having a hard time. He hadn't been in physical body ever like this before, and he wanted out as soon as he could. Well, when he got a chance to get out of that blue body, he split. He went back to the light. Well, the yogi who was helping with this whole process, and of course he had fessed up that they'd never really done anything like this before, moved from, you know, he moved from a live body into an already dead body, not a live to live body, and so this was all new and weird. So the yogi said he moved in to the G body when G-Man soul moved into the red body. So now we got the yogi in the blue body and we got G-Man in the red body. And then by Tuesday, everything had shifted because Robin and I, you know, did some talk, chatting with everyone, all of that. And then the yogi had stepped out. And what seems to have happened is that G-Man's soul split, which does happen. Souls can split. That's often we think of as soulmates, is because the soul has split. That's why you're so close to and all that. And that part of G-Man's soul is still in the blue body. And part is in the red body. Well, now then I confirmed all this stuff with Kim Miller because, you know, Robin and I call Kim to get a reading, a cold reading about what she's getting. And what she got was that G-Man told her was that he loved Sophie so dearly and that she still needed him that he decided he's going to stay for another year to help Sophie adjust and that, you know, and so it has split into the two bodies. So Sophie loved on G-Man, but then once the soul split, now Sophie spends equal time. She'll mother the red body, but she also hangs with G. and Chico just disappeared. He bailed. And then once G-Man's soul split and part of him went back into the blue body, the Yogi stepped out. And then Robin and I began to wonder, what the heck happened to Chico? Well, Robin got a message.
Yeah, I do live in Mount Shasta, which is pretty much probably 99% Caucasian. And one day I was taking a walk and there was a car that somebody had spray painted in really big letters, Chico.
There we go.
So he took a little trip.
So
maybe he's resting here in Mount Shasta area. Who knows?
Yeah, so we took that as kind of, you know, that he's okay. He's on the other side. And so he spray painted a car for, you know, for Robin to let him know he's still around. So at this point, the one who took the biggest hit over this is my little Buzzy, who is the last of the three ruddy boys. And he is like 7 months old now. And remember, he fell in love with Chico in the red dragon suit. Remember the night when Chico and G-Man switched? And Buzzy, when he pounced on Red Dragon, he turned, he screamed bloody murder twice. Yeah, where's Chico? Well, from that, he's had a hard time since then. And as everything was balancing out now with the shift, with the split of souls, and what G-Man says now and what Spirit tells us is that G-Man will stay as long as his blue body's going to stay, probably another year. Because remember the sales pitch I gave him for staying was stay another year and you could be the oldest Abyssinian I've ever had once you turn 16. So he's going to do that. But most of his energy's in the red body. And then when it's time, when he passes from the blue body, his soul will integrate back together into the red body. The interesting thing is that, from that point forward, G-Man has gotten more and more present, he participates in pretty much everything now. He's more there. He's more participating. He's happier. He no longer sits around and is sad when he watches the other cats play. He knows that it's him in that red dragon body and that he's going to, you know, and so he's a happy camper now. Everything's fine. And the little red guy, even though Ram and I don't really think that the part of G in the red suit really knows that he's G. He's kind of an individual of his own, except that he does everything. He is the most bizarre Abyssinian 3-month-old kitten you've ever seen, because he does stuff. He's a lap cat. He's a love bug. He sleeps under the covers, but he does all the things and goes that G-Man does. He has all of G-Man's behaviors in kitten activity level, you know, because he has attention span of a grapefruit, so he doesn't do it for hours like G does, but he does it little. And it's the most bizarre watching. It's like having little G all over again, except he knows more now. And then there's G-Man, so everybody's happy. But Buzzy took a hit because he was very upset when Chico left. He loved Chico, and he's very sensitive. Well, he got really mad at G in the red dragon suit. And I had to start separating them because he was beaten up on the little red dragon, and he was going through for the throat. And he was really mad and beaten up. And then I worked through that, and Buzzy quit doing that. But at this point, the little red dragon is friends with pretty much everybody. Buzzy is coming around, and I just noticed, just like in the last 2 days, him starting to build a relationship with the little, you know, red, and I'm calling him Blue G and Red G now, and they're starting to build a relationship again, and he's coming around, but he took the biggest hit from all of it. So did I leave anything out, Robin?
No.
Does it sound like we covered all the bases?
Yes, definitely.
So that's where we are at this point. And G-Man, for all we know, he's hanging around for another year, going to be the oldest. And then, of course, well, the next reports will be, you know, little bits here and there if something happens. But it'll be when G finally, the blue body does expire and he goes back into Red Dragon. I'm sure there'll be a big story about that. But everybody seems to be happy campers at this point. And. See, the big thing went down on Mother's Day. And when you think about it now, what a fabulous Mother's Day gift for me. It's kind of like, and for G-Man. G-Man gets his cake and gets to eat it too, okay? Because he keeps both and he gets to, and he's happy. And I keep my beloved blue body, G, and also have the delight of the little red G. And it's like, okay, how cool is that? So we have happily ever after. Well, at least for the moment and all of that.
What a remarkable story.
Yeah. So that's why, see, the yogi told Robin and I to get the heck out of it and stop trying to control it. Let it happen the way it's going to happen. Certainly he saw this in some way, shape, or form or whatever. But, you know, when you let it shake out the way spirit wants it to shake out rather than trying to control it.
It usually turns out better than anything we could have
put
together.
Who could have imagined this? I would have never imagined this. But how wonderful. It was a great gift.
Mm.
Okay, then.
The greatest gift of all is that you're still here, Martha.
Well, yeah. I was in question. I really, I can't tell you. It was questionable for a while. It was a very bizarre experience for me. Okay, then, I told you, we are starting a new feature on Robin and Martha Sundays, and that is we are asking for your emails with questions about your animal friends. Now, we're not going to go to taking calls. We're not going to answer just specific questions about your animals unless we feel it's something will help a lot of people. So this kind of gives you an idea because the first email came this week. And this is from apparently a listener of both Robin's and mine. Donald sent this email. He says, "Greetings. The evening of March 30th, our pit bull Coffee went to spirit. On April 30th, someone put a box with a puppy in over the fence of my daughter's. For a variety of reasons, we were not ready for another dog. My daughter could not care for the dog because of work. May 8th, Coffee came to me in a dream letting us know she was okay. I've heard you and Martha Norwalk say there are no coincidences. The puppy was eventually given to a family with a 10-year-old child and is doing well. There's a bit of detail not included here, but I was just wondering of your thoughts. I did not want to give away a dog that may have contained the spirit of Coffee. I realize that 30 days may not have been sufficient for Coffee to even get acquainted in the spirit world. Maybe you might mention this on Animal World Radio Show, or I'm curious about Coffee and how she is doing." Now, this is specific to Donald's case, but it has ramifications to everybody, and it's kind of related, in a way, to what we're talking about with G-Man and Red Dragon. And the first thing I would say when he says 30 days just really isn't a lot for Coffee to get oriented over there. Hey, the time frame doesn't matter. With animals, they don't have near as much karma and stuff to work out as we do. Is that what I would say? And that, as you know, with G-Man, he was going to go from one body to an already here body. And Kim's dog went, and a week later went back into an already here body. Had this, and we've seen this over and over again. Yet, but on the other hand, Buzzy left his Abyssinian body with me like 20 years ago and didn't come back for 20 years. I don't know. We haven't explored what he was doing in that 20 years. But so timing doesn't really matter. Would you agree with that, Robin?
Yes.
Now, the other thing is that we say we don't believe in coincidences. Well, that's true. And it certainly appears that Coffee died on March 30th. 1 month later, April 30th, this puppy is put through the fence. Well, all things considered, it's very likely that Coffee was in that puppy. That certainly could be the case. Now, but what I want, the point I want to make, and Robin may have a different point here, is that, you know, it doesn't really matter. What's going on here on planet Earth is the dream, is the illusion. What's real is the fact that we're spirits and that we do this over and over again. And there isn't a right or a wrong. And I would say this sounds to me like this went just the way it was. They had the opportunity possibly to have Coffee back in this puppy, but it didn't work for the daughter. It didn't work for Don and his family. They have placed the puppy, and it's doing well in that new family. Now, if it was Coffee, if her sole purpose was only to be with this Don's family, she may have switched out, you know, when they didn't take her, and it's another soul there. Or if she's okay being where she is, she's stayed where she is. The indication would be if she's doing really poorly in that other family and there was reason to come back to the Don's family, that would be a message. But see, something very similar happened to me when I sold my dad's home after he passed and I moved into my new home in Monroe. I moved in November. And that Thanksgiving, I was going to my brother's for our Thanksgiving. So I went to Albertsons to get something for that celebration. And I still had Annie Golden, you know, and she was quite old at that point. As I was getting ready to walk out of the store, this woman walks up to me with a golden retriever puppy in her arms, and she hands it to me. And I'm standing there at the door with this golden retriever puppy. Okay. Now, the instant I had that puppy in my arms, the tears just started to flow. My heart opened and... Now, hindsight being 2020, I realized because it probably it might have been my chowie, it might have been my dad, it was a soul I knew, and it was a puppy. But at that point, I was not ready. Annie doesn't do other dogs. It would have been really a hardship on her, and it would have been difficult. I just moved in, and yada, 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 yada. The timing was not right for me. So as hard as it was, I passed that opportunity. Now, I could be regretting that and saying, oh, gosh, I probably gave Chowie away or something. And he either switched out because it didn't work out right, or he is living a life in that body and whatever. And it'll just all work out if you trust spirit. Does that kind of make sense? And Robin, does that make sense? Is there anything you want to add to this?
Yep. Well, as you were speaking about G-Man Blue and G-Man Red, mm-hmm. I was looking at the coffee situation, and I'm wondering if this isn't a split soul energy, that if they had accepted the puppy, the soul would have just completely stayed in that particular body. But where it didn't, I'm getting a vibe that this soul could be in more than one body also.
That's interesting, because there is the part where on May 8th Coffee came to him in a dream to say she was okay. See, yeah. Don't ignore that. She said she's okay. There's nothing to worry about here. Everything, it's okay.
Yeah, so my sense is that the second body that the vibrations of Coffee could move into has not even been conceived yet. So there's movement here. There's an opportunity to expand our consciousness, or that family's consciousness. Okay, something just shifted. I can feel it really strong. So that resonated to somebody who's listening.
Yeah, now, if I were you, since they placed the puppy elsewhere, if it's a family that you know, they know, it wouldn't hurt to keep tabs on what's going on and make sure that things are okay. And if you feel like, you know, you need to intervene at some point, that would be all right. But it feels to me like there's nothing out of order here. Is that to you, Robin?
There's nothing what here?
Nothing out of order, that it's okay the way that it is right now.
I'm getting a very clear message of that. And actually, I'm experiencing Coffee coming to me, and she's affirming the things that we're speaking of. And she's also saying that even if they decide they're not ever ready for her to come back in physical form in this lifetime, she will be there for them when they leave their human forms.
Aw, isn't that sweet?
So she says she is eternally theirs.
Yeah, so try not to get stuck in absolutes, and don't beat yourself up. Like, see, I could beat myself up that I bypassed that golden puppy, but the timing wasn't right for me or my animals. Now, you know, because it happened at that time, we probably could have worked it all out, but I made a choice not to. But that's okay. Remember, it is a free will choice zone. Okay, and everybody will be okay, and the animals are better at being okay than we are. Most of the time.
A woman by the name of Kim called into our show a couple of weeks ago, and I told her that I had seen her kitten had reincarnated. Mm-hmm. And she said she wasn't ready for the cat to come back to her. And so I called the people who had the kitten, and they did find a really good home for it. So I think, you know, we are given the opportunity to take responsibility for a form, an animal form again. But if we decide we can't do that, it doesn't mean that we lose contact with the soul of that beloved animal.
Right, right. So trust spirit, trust the process. And know that it's okay. And then keep in mind that the second Sunday of the month now, if you have questions, see, similar to this, a lot of people might have the same experience or go through something like this. Now, we did get a call during the show that somebody had, you know, has a young cat and it's harassing the older cat. And yes, that could help a lot of people, but that's a behavior training and healing Sunday. answer that's needed. So you call me on the first Sunday. Although, if you're still listening, whoever called in with that question, it would be good to call next Sunday and have Kim tap in and talk to that young guy who's beaten up on the old guy and find out how the cats feel about it and what Kim gets related to that. Then you call me on the first Sunday, tell me what Kim got, and then I'll give you the tools you need to straighten it all out. Does that make sense? Okay. All right, Robin, you've got a special going on your website, half-hour reading for $125. People can take advantage of that at www.robinalexis.com. Can't believe we're out of time already. We'll just have to suspend the animals in the news. I will have more time on the first Sunday of the month for animals in the news. And then, of course, we have the next Sunday. We won't have... I think we're going to have a lot more time with Robin and I together now to go into more animal things, because we're obviously done with the follow-up from last week. We're done with Blue G and Red G for the time being. We can take your emails. We can do the animal stuff and have a lot of fun. So anything you want to say before you leave us to listen to Ananda stuff, Robin?
Just that I feel G-Man coming through really strong in showing me both bodies. So he's coming in and affirming that we have got this right now.
And he's saying
it's about time.
Yeah. We feel that big Blue G knows he's in both bodies. Red G doesn't know he's in both bodies, although Red G expresses a great love for the Blue. And oh, that's the part I forgot to tell you. Oh, my gosh. Have I gotten pictures? Like, it's never happened before. I walk into the room and G-Man is cuddling the red body and bathing him and loving him, and they spend lots of time cuddled up and loving each other, which is very, very cool. G-Man's never done that with another kitten. Okay.
Gives new meaning to love thyself.
Yeah, love thyself. All right, Robin, thank you so much. We'll talk soon. And I know you're going to tune in and hear about the Ananda Solstice celebration in open house.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Robin. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we're coming back with Naya Swami Reeman McGillerway. He's the co-spiritual director of Ananda Seattle, and we're going to hear all about the big celebration next Saturday. So stay with me. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food are exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. It's designed to provide what's missing in cooked and processed foods. And the lower the quality you feed, the more you need Missing Link. It provides the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. There is a formula for dogs and one for cats. It eliminates excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, not to mention other things. There is a bird formula and a horse formula and a couple of dog formulas for skin and coat and for joint and hips. Ask for The Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or talk to your vet because they get a special high-potency Missing Link. And... you can call Designing Health directly or access them through their website, www.designinghealth.com, or call them 800-774-7387. And it's time for the Missing Link word of the day. It's sunshine.
Tune in to Manson Mitchell at our new times.
Friday mornings at 10 and back by popular demand, Saturdays at 11 a.m.
Weekday or weekend, the A-Team of Alternative Talk brings you good gab and great guests.
We make talk radio fun again with topics from pop culture to the paranormal, with a little politics on the side.
That's Manson Mitchell, now Friday at 10 a.m. and back on Saturday morning at 11 on Alternative Talk 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, flower essences, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Tired of the insanity of other talk radio stations? Just click your radio knob and say there's no place like Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and I'm sorry to say we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Before we go on to our next conversation, I just want to say that somebody called Aji a few minutes ago and wanted to know if I'm a Gemini. And of course, I had to tell Aji, yes, I am. And she said, well, the person was calling just wanted to let you know if you are a Gemini, what you're supposed to be doing right now is speaking your truth. We should hit that woo-woo music again. But there we go. And speaking. So I guess I did a good job of that today, huh? And speaking of speaking my truth, I am so delighted to, because I've told you a lot about my spiritual path. You know, I share it with you on an ongoing basis. I mention Ananda all the time, that has become my spiritual home. But we've never actually had anybody on the air, and I am just absolutely delighted for the rest of the show to change that right now, because we're going to be talking about the big whoop-de-doo going on next Saturday at the Ananda Community in Linwood. And I can't tell you what an honor it is for me to introduce you to my first spiritual teacher at Ananda, who will always be my spiritual teacher. He is the co-spiritual director of Ananda Seattle, and Nayaswami Reeman McGilloway. Good morning, Reeman. Welcome to Animal World.
Well, good morning, Martha, and thank you for your kind words and opportunity to speak to you and all your many friends. So thank you.
Well, and I hope it's the first of many visits that we'll have on the air. But this week we've got a very specific topic in mind. But before we go to the open house and the big shindig next week, because, you know, there no doubt are people listening that may never have heard of Ananda, Seattle, or Ananda, Washington. Can you tell us what is Ananda all about?
Well, I'd like to be happy to do that. If you think of yoga and if you think of meditation, then you can think of Ananda. Mm. We represent and try to express in our lives the inspiration that millions of people have found in their lives from a book that has now become a classic and famous, and it's called Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. And he was among the first of the great spiritual teachers from India to come, and in his case, he became a citizen of the United States. He came in 1920, and he passed on in 1952 and lived mostly in Los Angeles in those years and became quite a celebrity around America, toured all the major cities and had quite a reception in this country. And he put on the map in a big way, sowed the seeds for the practice of yoga, and especially for Kriya Yoga, which is a form of meditation. So the interesting thing about the East and the way he and many others express those techniques and precepts is that at one time they're very... Anybody can practice yoga and meditation. You don't have to believe in anything. You don't have to have a teacher or a guru particularly, unless you're open to that. But at the same time, it's very focused and it's very individual. So it's Ananda represents a universal practice and teaching, and at the same time, our loyalty and our way of expressing these universal things is very much taken from the teachings and life and so forth of Yogananda. So we're both.
Yeah, now, just to clarify for folks, I know in years past when I heard the word yoga, I thought yoga was in and of itself just physical body posturing and exercises.
Well, that's true for so many people, isn't it, Martha?
Yeah.
You know, it's a curious fact of history. For students of yoga, historically, I mean, history students, we find that it's only in recent centuries, even in India, did the general population come to equate the physical positions of what we call yoga with yoga. But in truth, when you go much further back and to the real teachers of yoga, we understand that it's the physical part is a preparation for yoga, which is and which means the uniting of our own small self, if you will, our personality and presence of mind with the universal mind and the great self. And so it has a much deeper intention, even though nobody in yoga will tell you what you have to aspire towards or what you have to expect. You can practice the physical postures for health and healing and stress reduction and meditation as well. But just to say it, as you're pointing out, the word yoga really means something much broader and deeper. And in truth, even as a technique, is much more based on mind control or meditation and concentration and so forth than it is the body. So that's something I have a personal campaign to help educate people that I know in that direction.
Yeah, and it helped me to understand, too, because I now, you know, Ananda being my spiritual family and being involved now for some time, I realized that there are different kinds of yoga. They have different names. And so the correct me if I'm wrong, but the physical yoga is Hatha yoga.
Yes.
The positioning.
Correct.
And then I started in my training with you. You were my Raja yoga teacher.
Correct.
And that involved, you know, the meditation and more the spiritual aspects. And then I moved into the Kriya yoga.
There you go.
Which is like the really good stuff.
Well, Yeah, it certainly is. And I know it's very confusing for people at large. You hear things about Kundalini yoga and Ashtanga yoga and Tantra yoga and all these different kinds of yogas. And that's all fine. They represent different techniques or different emphases or different attitudes towards the process of the evolution of our consciousness and so forth. But in the end, they all, from the broadest perspective of the greatest spiritual teachers, they all represent facets of a diamond of truth. And facets including techniques, ways by which different temperaments and personalities and so forth. Some people are more physically oriented. They learn kinesthetically. Others are much more intellectual or mental. And others still more devotional and go more by inspiration and feeling. And so these different kinds of yoga represent all those different aspects, but all yoga has for its purpose the uniting of the individual consciousness or soul with the infinite soul or spirit. Whatever name you use is not important to the practice of yoga.
All right. Now, just for everybody's understanding, under the kind of the umbrella of Ananda Seattle, there are different organizations that and today we're going to focus on the open house at the Ananda community, but we'll get to that in a moment. Tell us just briefly a little bit about the other.
Sure. Okay. Well, Ananda members over the years have seen the value of serving together, working together, doing things together, and quite naturally there has come into being and the need to serve people at large, the community of Ananda members, et cetera, several enterprises. The first and the original is the East-West Bookshop on the corner of 65th and Roosevelt, which I'm going to guess many of your listeners are familiar with.
Right, because I've known about East-West Books, for at least 20 years or more. But I didn't understand the kind of the family and sort of thing.
Exactly. It always surprises me. It shouldn't, but it does when I meet customers of East West and I happen to be there for a class or an event, and they say, I didn't know East West had anything to do with Ananda. And I just smile because, in a way, that's good.
Yeah.
Because East West is kind of an interfaith expression of Ananda. We represent all the different truth tradition, wisdom traditions, and earth traditions, and so forth, and we want to be of service to anyone seeking the subtler reality of this world and their own mind and personality. So that's where we open the doors big and wide for people. And if they don't happen to notice that there's a display of Ananda things there or that all the staff members are members of Ananda, we just don't make a big thing about it because that's not our purpose in serving them at that in that function of East West.
Oh, I completely understand. Now, in terms of the other enterprises, we won't spend time there because if our listeners want to come and learn about it, they can at the open house. But there's also the community, which we're going to talk more about. But there's the temple, the Ananda Temple in Bothell.
Let me list the major ones. There's the Ananda Meditation Temple on the Bothell Everett Highway, just near 405. There's the Living Wisdom School in a Shoreline for children from pre-K up to sixth grade. And then there's the Living Wisdom Thrift and Gift, which the proceeds of which support the Living Wisdom School. And that is also in Shoreline.
Yeah, I have to tell you, Reman, I've been curious about the Living Wisdom School, and not to dwell there, but I at a birthday party I went to at the community just very recently, there were some children there that are students at the Living Wisdom School, and holy moly, folks, I have to tell you, the energy of those kids is absolutely out of this world and incredible and so different from kids that are in other schools. So if you have young children, you may want to know more about that.
Yes, indeed. It's a big part of our work is to help train children in body, mind, and spirit, and to do so also very universally, like East West for Kids. It's not, strictly speaking, Ananda. It's for children who are sensitive, creative, imaginative, who have a more sensitive connection with the world around them.
Yeah. Mm.
So,
now then, working our way to the Ananda community in Linwood, just to give folks an overview, the whole foundation of the Ananda group, so to speak, this was all the community living, the all of these enterprises together. Wasn't this a vision brought forth or desire brought forth from Paramahansa Yogananda to one of his disciples?
Very, very much so. He himself experimented with having families and monastics and singles and so forth living in his Encinitas property in Southern California. But it was, you know, just after the war years, World War II, and after the Depression, and he didn't find that much interest among even his own members and congregation. But he sowed into the ether. He said that the time will come when intentional communities would spread like wildfire. And now we're beginning to see with sustainability, with globalism, we're beginning to see, okay, I get it now. There's nuclear family is in some disarray in our culture. People move and live transiently, don't know their neighbors. Their jobs and careers and life's work can be affected by decisions made in, you know, in skyscrapers halfway across the world. People want a more meaningful life. And so the idea of creating an intentional community has been slowly but steadily gaining momentum. And we think in the years not too far off will really, in fact, spread like wildfire.
And you're really describing the Ananda community in Linwood.
Very, very much so. And there's a whole network of these communities around the world, from India to Italy and, of course, the United States.
And a lot on the West Coast, in Oregon and California.
That's right.
Now, can I assume, since next Saturday, and I've already talked about this in current events and earlier in the show, but it's next Saturday, June 16th, from 1 to 6 p.m., and we'll talk more details in a moment, but it is the annual Ananda Community Open House and the Summer Solstice Celebration, but also thrown in there is the 20th anniversary. Does that mean, Reman, that this Ananda community in Linwood has actually been existent for 20 years?
Yes, it certainly does. In early July of 1992, local members of Ananda put their resources together and purchased an apartment complex on 5.5 acres near the juncture of 405 and I-5, just outside the city limits of Linwood, in a beautiful, very peaceful setting with many trees and so on, and began the renovation work that has made the apartment complex there transformed into a peaceful setting of the Ananda community. 20 years have gone by. It seems like yesterday, really.
Well, and I hopefully there's nobody out there thinking it, but just in case they are, you know, you've covered some of the base by saying it's an apartment complex that Ananda purchased. But in case somebody's wondering, well, you know, we're talking yoga and stuff and all of this. Are we talking a cult or a commune or something or what? So tell us more about the community.
It's a fair question because it's one we get all the time. No, our founder, Swami Kriyananda, who is a direct disciple of Yogananda, who founded the first Ananda community in California in 1968, saw from the very beginning that in this age, and especially for people attracted to meditation, that we have to strike a balance between privacy and communal efforts and activities. And so the apartments represent a nice balance that way. Each resident has their own apartment. They may go off to their own job during the day. There's nothing they have to turn over. There are no rules. We ask that you be there for the same reasons we're all there, which is to be together and meditate and practice yoga and so on. And so it's very free form in that way. Yoga, people who practice yoga are often most typically vegetarians, and we do that in our group meals, but even that isn't a requirement to to living in the community. It's just, well, do you like, do you want to be here? Does this seem like a good way of life to you? And we have work days where we work in the gardens. We host events like the open house. But really, it would surprise many people how much individuality is emphasized there.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things that are included in this 5.5 acres besides the apartment complex. Raymond mentioned the group meals. Well, there's a community room, and then so many evenings a week, someone cooks, you know, a vegetarian meal, and you can come or you can not come. It's $5. On nights of my classes that are there, I have dinner there. It's really wonderful. There is a smaller temple-type environment that's called Hansa, where group ceremonies can be held and meetings and classes and that sort of thing. But you also have what's called a CSA.
Yes, good point. And we're busy trying to expand that now.
What is that?
Well, some of let me go back. Farming and biodynamic organic growing of food has been part of Ananda around the world since its beginnings in the 60s. So that kind of thing, for those who are interested and have the talents, has always been a part. But it was only 3 years ago that our members took their cue from Ananda Village, where they very successfully, rather than having individual residents just choose plots to garden and so forth, which was a bit haphazard, rather they said, well, listen, we've got a few key people who want to farm. Why don't you guys pay us to do that? And so we followed the model that's all around the country in Europe of subscription farming.
Yeah, and it's really neat because you've used all the extra space around the apartment complex.
Absolutely.
And grow all this incredible, these vegetables and the fruit trees. You also have chickens and all of that. And that's kind of the whole point of why we're talking about this, because next Saturday is the big open house. And you all need to know if we've piqued your interest and you're curious. And I will tell you, I would never, even though I've been on a spiritual path for the last 30 years, I would never in a million years have thought I would be drawn to live in a community, in an apartment, for heaven's sakes. But I'll tell you what, I went to the open house for the first time last year. The energy there is out of this world. It is unbelievable. And I'll tell you, when I get done in Monroe, this is where I'm going. I would actually love to live there. So if your curiosity is piqued and you'd like to come check it out, this is what it's all about. And then we'll have little booths and one for East West and the thrift store and the Living Wisely School and the community farming, and you'll get tours of all of that. And then
don't forget our guest speakers.
Well, we're having a big summer solstice celebration. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, at 5 o'clock, after all the tours are finished and the free yoga classes and so forth, we're going to have a celebration of the solstice and open house together, and we've invited some guest speakers, Krista Gibson from the New Spirit Journal, Brenda Michaels from Conscious Talk Radio, John Huff from the local Good Enough community, and Nancy Lamphere from the Songhaya community, quite near our own. So it's going to be quite an event, quite a celebration, and then we'll end with a free dinner for everybody.
Yeah, how cool is that? Everything's free. Now, it starts at 1 o'clock next Saturday. It goes 1 to 6, but the dinner's actually going to be at 6 p.m., isn't it, Rima?
Correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
And if you're interested in joining us, now that you can go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on Current Events. It's the first listing on my Current Events page with all the details. If you're not a computer person, you need to call about details. The phone number is 425-806-3700. That's 425-806-3700. The actual physical address of the Ananda community is 20715 Larch Way in Linwood. That's 20715 Larch Way in Linwood. And remember, it's all free. And because the way I'm serving this year, I'm on the committee. So guess what? I'm a good talker. I'll be at the welcome booth. So if you come on out, I'll be at the welcome booth. I'll get to welcome you and direct you. And it's just plan on spending your Saturday afternoon with us next weekend.
you'll have a good time with all of us, indeed.
Well, Reman, thank you so much for taking time out of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. And I hope this is the first of many spiritual visits. You can address the human animal here on Animal World from time to time.
Would love to do that. Martha, thank you so much for your invitation.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday.
Likewise.
All right.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, did you just feel the specialness in his voice? And much better at the non-judgment and all that stuff than I am. Next week, Kevin and Kim are here. Call in with your, if you want animal and, you know, intuitive and all of that. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things. We'll be here again next week.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.